Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Good evening. Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast. This wasn't a panic question. It was more of an opinion, which that's fine. I'll take it. It's Craig Gross. I thought I would answer this opinion question. What do you think of Kanye hosting the Pornhub Awards? So let me tell you. Kanye West. I like parts of him. Other parts, I can't stand. I like some of the erratic behavior, the crazy tweets, the multiple Instagram posts in a row. I like some of those things. Like, I like that he does whatever he wants to do. I like his collaboration with Justin Vernon. Okay, the list is pretty short of what I actually really like. The things that drive me, there's a lot of things. Some of his music, okay. The earlier stuff. Everything I've heard in the last 6 months, horrible. Like, just horrible. The two albums that he released, horrible. No, Levi, they weren't a seven. It's like points. No, bad. And, you know, I got a 15-year-old, and I've always been a shoe guy as well, so they call that hype beast right now. And so I'm familiar with what Kanye's done for Adidas. It's been remarkable. I actually like the Nike versions of Kanye's shoes better than the Adidas ones, but he basically had a deal with Nike. That fell apart. They never really took off, and then Adidas signed him, and it's just become crazy. He releases shoes, you know, $200, you got to get lucky to just win a raffle to buy them, and you can flip them for, you know, $600 most of the times. You know, if not, I think my son sold a pair once for $900 used, depending on the version. So it's, you know, and I think since Kanye and Adidas, we saw, you know, Pharrell, we've seen, you got Jay-Z now at Puma, you've got, I'm still probably biased to like a Nike more, but anyways, so he's created a lot of things beyond his music now that resonate with teenagers and kids. And so recently I was on, I think, Fallon or Kimmel. It was like a 30-minute interview, and he talked about being a dad. And I think they asked him, has that changed you? And he said, yeah, but I still look at porn every day. And it was one of those things where you're like, okay, dude, you're just... like, the moment we think, like, oh, maybe there's something there, then you say dumb, that stuff. And so I heard that, listened to it, and I was just like, disappointed. Then he went on with, I think, Lil Pump, to record a music video that's gotten, I don't know how many millions of plays. That song sucks. But that was a song, I guess, they did that debuted at the porn award shows, which he directed for this porn company. So now you have Kanye basically vocal about porn, vocal. And, you know, you call out certain things for being, you know, negative or whatnot. And now with porn, it's just like, oh, no, this is great. And now I'm going to be a spokesperson, in a sense, for the Pornhub. And it's great if that's what he wants to do. I just think, like, I don't understand you. And I know maybe that's the genius side of him. But what do I think about it? I think, yeah, he's an older dude now, but he's relevant to young people. And I think Kanye being so outspoken about porn and joining forces with stuff like that, it's just, I think it sends this message, this Kanye's cool. Like, yeah, we think there's parts of him that are crazy. There's parts of him that, you know, And I'm not saying crazy because he said he had bipolar. Like he's crazy. Like he's people said he's a crazy genius. He's a crazy character. And he's got this following of kids and major brands that have linked with him. And now you're like promoting porn. And I just think it's here. You're one angle, want to be this family guy. This other angle, you're just like, I'll say whatever I want and dress up in some costume and act like some kid on at the porn show, at the porn awards. So what do I think about it? It doesn't surprise me. And I think this generation that's, I'd say 25 and under, that's fans of Kanye, like they don't think anything that's the big deal. They're not blinking twice that, oh, he likes porn. Like they don't see porn as this bad thing, you know, to begin with. So I think he fits his crowd. Like it fits the audience that he's going after. And, but my son, I mean, he's got Yeezys, he listens to his music, and it's just like, you see, so it's disappointing for me to, not that I ever expected him to be a role model or a spokesperson, but it doesn't surprise me. I think we'll see more and more, you know, people talking about things like this, and then it gives us a chance to say the other side that, hey, look at what Chris Pratt did on the MTV Music Awards talking about his faith. You know, and taking a stand for something like that. Now that's admirable. That's as well as like a ballsy move that somebody makes for something good, rather than like, yeah, dude, I'm some 40-year-old dude that's thinks he's so cool and gonna talk how I love porn. Is Kanye 40? I don't know how old he is, but anyways, that's my take. I'll come back next time with another question that's got you in a panic. But if you want more opinion, you want more stuff about what I'm thinking, I've got a new podcast over at type3podcast.com. You can check it out. It's called Type 3 Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. And that's part of something that we're doing called the Enneagrampodcast.com, where if you're fascinated by that and tests like that, that not just share your personality, but kind of give you more insights on people. I'm a 3, so that's why I'm hosting the Type 3 podcast. So if you're interested, check that out, Type 3 podcast. But thanks for listening. I'll be back again.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.